Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, 7:16 now on this Thursday morning. We're getting ready to talk to Dr. Corey Hebert about what's going on in the country with vaccines, both for measles and COVID and et cetera, et cetera. And as soon as we connect with him, we'll put him on. I would ask you at 504-260-1870, do you get COVID vaccines or not? Do you get flu shots or not? I do. I've never had a problem with them. Whatever I can get to keep me from getting sick, keep me on the field, that's what I do, because it does me no good if I can't be on the field, right? If you can't work, if you can't function, you're not doing anybody any good, so I take the risk of getting sick. That's the way I look at it. I also try to take a very scientifically based approach when it comes to vaccines, and I have already caught myself in a position of, and I think that's what's going on with vaccines in this country, of people sometimes are thinking, well, we don't need vaccines, and that's because we've been taking vaccines. With that, we welcome in Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. How you doing, Dr. Corey?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am okay, sir. Tell me your qualifications, just first off, right off the bat. Tell me what made you a doctor. What did you have to go through?
Just about 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of college, 4 years of residency, and about 29 years of practicing every day, taking care of thousands and thousands in the ER, as well as direct patient care.
And I believe, Doc, you do some research as well, don't you?
Yeah, funny you should mention that. I just came back from the global launch of a new vaccine that was held up several months by the current CDC administration. We just did the world launch yesterday for a new pentavalent meningococcal vaccine that really is a groundbreaking in technology.
Do they have people in areas of the world that are clamoring for vaccines, that are begging for vaccines, they can't get them, they wish they'd get their kids vaccinated, while here in the United States we have people that are just eschewing vaccines and you don't need that?
Yeah, and the thing is that we have known this for a while. We know that we live in a country that is at the highest of scientific research when it comes to being able to have the best modalities, the most stringent programs for informed consent, meaning that, you know, the people that are in clinical trials are healthy and are willing and wanting to do these clinical trials. Other countries just don't have that. And so when we start looking at the disease rates of things like tetanus and measles and whooping cough and all these types of things, you know, when I travel across the world and do medical missions and I tell people that there are anti-vaxxers in this country, they don't even believe me because they're still dying of those types of things. Remember, when we were walking through the waters after Hurricane Katrina, I remember everybody had to have a tetanus shot before they came back into the city, because some of our beloved icons and people that were wading through that water got cut and died from tetanus. So it kind of, you know, people have to recognize that this is a very real thing. And people that don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. The reason why we have a luxury in this country right now to not have to be anti-vaxxers is because we don't know the real scourge of illness. And the first time we have had that whole big, you know, issue with sickness throughout the United States was COVID. And it was the first time that we had the internet. when we had one of these really big pandemics, and it was just full of misinformation, just full of it.
When it comes to measles vaccine and autism, we had a lady on. We spent an hour talking about a doctor talking about autism last Thursday, I think it was. My memory serves me right. I'm not quite sure about that. Maybe Friday. But she unequivocally said that the autism has in no way been linked to the measles vaccine. Could you just say that again, please, to reiterate that?
Yes. And see, the thing is, a lot of times people think that when you work with the CDC or doing clinical trials that you're automatically just not telling the truth. I'm not sure when that came about, that whole big flip. But we know for a fact that Dr. Wakefield, who the only person that ever said that, the only person, it has been debunked. His medical license was taken. And the conspiracy theorists will say, well, that's because he was telling the truth. But he even said that he did not tell the truth. You see what I'm saying? So that there is no link. Now, I'm going to give you something that's a cautionary tale that nobody would think that I was that I would be on his side, because after yesterday, I was very appalled by the things that were happening at the CDC at the highest level from RFK Jr. But this whole concept that Tylenol could be linked to autism, rather, I'm not 100% against that. Mm. See, the issue is, the reason why is because we don't know. We don't know if Tylenol is linked. But let me be clear here. There's some studies that came out that said that Tylenol could be linked to ADHD and autism if the mother took it when the child was in utero. Now, the issue with that is that we don't know if that's true or not. So I'm not against that because I don't have the data.
You're not against investigating it.
That's right. But yeah. I am against autism being caused by vaccines because we did do the data, and that is not true. See, I can't say something's not true until I see the data, and that's what people need to see on their end. They can't say that something's not true because they can't see the data, and the reason why they can't see it is because they don't understand the data. They can see it all they want, but if they don't understand p-value, they don't understand selective bias, they don't understand one-way analysis of variance, they don't understand confidence intervals, if they don't know what those words mean, then they can't look at a study and say they did their own research because they don't know a real study when they see one because they can't pick out the real stuff versus the fake stuff.
See, I'm glad you said that because RFK Jr. says something, it doesn't make it wrong just because it was coming from him. It could be right, but just because he says something coming from him, it doesn't make it right either. You have to evaluate each statement on its own merits. Tell me what's going on with the CDC's vaccine advisors meeting today and tomorrow.
Yes, so this is something. This is real world for me because, as I mentioned, we had that launch of the meningococcal vaccine. This is a vaccine that, if you don't get this vaccine and you go to college, and a lot of people, even high school, but a lot of people carry this bacteria, Neisseria meningitidis. They carry that in their nasal pharynx, in their nose, and most people won't get the disease. But if you happen to get that disease, and that's from kissing and coughing, sharing utensils, sharing vapes and all this types of stuff.
If you drinking out to each other?
Yeah. If you get that that disease, you're going to probably die, right? And that's spread across the country. And we have a new vaccine that entails all of the serotypes. That vaccine was up to be signed at the level of the CDC. And they pushed off the ACIP meeting, which is the group that decides whether we will give the vaccine or not. They pushed it off and pushed it off. Nobody would sign it. And we did not have a chance to give that vaccine for the new college students coming in, which means they are at risk just because that the RFK regime and the ACIP did not want to sign it, even though it had already been through all the clinical trials. But they eventually signed it, and we just launched it after the whole issue, after school started. So we missed an opportunity for people to be protected. Right now, he got rid of all the folks on the CDC's board for vaccines. There are no folks that have been there for a long time. There are no real scientists. It's just political appointees. So right now, it's a very scary time for us when we start looking at our public health. Very scary time.
How quickly do you recover from something like this? Because it took a long time to get people vaccinated, right? Have polio go away, have measles go away, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Herd immunity, however you want to say it, if I'm using the right word. But once you lose that, how hard is it to get it back? Because I know in any broadcasting endeavor, once you lose the audience, it's hard to get them back. So is it the same thing here where once you lose that herd immunity, it's hard to get it back?
Yeah, you know, that is the case. And honestly, I cannot answer that question. I can't, because I really don't know. It only takes one anti-vaxxer to change thousands of people against vaccines, and it takes 1,000 people talking for vaccines to change one anti-vaxxer back. And that's the hard part.
Follow the science, please. Thank you, Dr. Corey James. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you, my friend.
You bet. New and hitched up, Dr. Corey James. All right, 720, or A-Bear, rather, not Corey James. 726, time for traffic now, WWL. 746, 14 till 8, joined by WWL Sports Director Steve Geller, who will be at the Treasure Chest Casino this evening with Mike Dettelier. How you doing, Steve Geller?
I am doing fantastic, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the show tonight, real quick.
Our Thursday night weekend kickoff will be at the Treasure Chest Casino. Going to be breaking down all things dealing with the Saints in Seattle, also getting ready for LSU against Southeastern, and that leads you right into Thursday night football. Not a great matchup this evening, but at least it's a divisional showdown. Hopefully Miami can show us something, because the Dolphins have been a hurting squad this year. Just, you know, people talk about some of the worst teams in the NFL. They look like one of them, and they're taking on one of the best. And the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen might be, putting up some spectacular stats for you in fantasy tonight against Miami.
Tell me about the Saints and your thoughts so far.
You know, I will say that I have been pleasantly surprised with what Spencer Rattler's been doing. From what we were seeing in the training camp and preseason, I did not expect him to be performing as well as he has so far. It hasn't been perfect by any means. But he's been, I hate the term game manager, but he's done enough for this team to win. Unfortunately, some elements around him have let them down, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Last game, probably his best performance we've ever seen. You know, 3-touchdown day. His scrambling ability has shown to be a major asset. And, that the offensive line still has some issues in the interior. And then the defensive line, I don't know. That's one of my bigger concerns right now for the squad, is the lack of a pass rush and getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I don't care who's at the helm. We saw Mac Jones last week having his way with the, you know, passing all over the secondary. And I'm not a huge Sam Darnold fan. He's all right. But if you give him enough time, too, he's going to pick you apart.
When it comes to Chase Young, what do we know about him? How serious is that calf? Because it seemed as though it was billed as a minor thing, but it's turning out not to be that, right?
Nah, it's another, you know, the first injury report of the week came out yesterday. Chase Young still not practicing due to that calf issue. And, yeah, you he's your best guy, your best pass rusher that hasn't been available right off the bat. I know the Cajun Cannon, after seeing him in training camp, was excited, saying he thought he was going to be a double-digit sack guy. Well, right now we're just hoping he can get on the field. We'll see what happens with today's injury report. Maybe he gets upgraded to limited, but head coach Kellen Moore has been very coy with saying anything about the status of Young, just saying he's continuing to rehab and hoping to be back on the field soon. So, I understand they don't want to push that calf issue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
So you end up with a more severe issue, and then he's done for the season. But, man, oh, man, definitely a huge piece of this defense that's missing right now.
Do we know what's wrong with his calf or not?
Just a calf, I guess, strain, you would call it. And I guess they're worried about it, developing into something that could be that, end your season, you end up tearing an Achilles or something.
Tell me about the Seahawks.
Man, Seattle, this is going to be a tough matchup just because, too, your road trip you're taking, which is interesting to me for the Saints after today's workout in Metairie. They're hitting the plane today, Tommy. They're going out to Seattle after today's workout to get acclimated, as Coach Kellen Moore said, to a different time zone. The 2 hours behind over there, it's not really much of a weather, that you have to get acclimated to in Seattle. But the team will be up there, do a little more bonding. This Seahawks squad, they're 1-1 on the year, and definitely a unit on defense that will scare you because – their pressure with the D-line that they can put on you. I think they're only allowed 17 points a game so far this season per game. And they got a good secondary, all around a top-tier challenge for Spencer Rattler in his third start this season. And I'm definitely concerned, like I mentioned, with those issues on the interior offensive line for the Saints, that pressure coming up the gut on Sunday at Spence. And man, oh man, at least he's got the scrambling ability, but we're still dealing with issues with Trevor Penning is at least limited now at practice. So that's a positive for them as he's recovering from a toe issue. But another guy that's been filling in for Penning, Dylan Raidins, he popped up as a not practice yesterday, also with a toe injury. And Taliesi Fuaga, man, the right tackle, he's dealing with a knee issue and now also a back injury. So more concerns on the O-line there has me really worried about facing this Seattle D front.
Now let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the Saints taking on the Seahawks. We'll have all the action for you here on WWL, of course, 751, 9 till 8, traffic, WWL. 7:58, 2 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Steve, hopes that the Saints will clean up that low-hanging fruit because, man, twice they had chances to win the game and just didn't.
Yeah, we've seen, them kind of hurt themselves in the first two games, whether it's with penalties, missed field goals. Man, I know everybody was raving about Blake Groupe in the training camp, how accurate he's been. That's needed for this squad. We know the offense is a work in progress right now, and if they get into field goal range and are missing these easy ones, that just puts even more pressure on this squad. I'm hoping that they continue their trend of winning their last two they have in Seattle. They're back up there this Sunday. Let's make it three in a row. The Sam Darnold now at the helm for the Seahawks, like I mentioned, doesn't scare me. He had two touchdowns last week, but also two picks. So hopefully this team, they also need to generate more turnover. There's a lot of musts.
Real quick, we only got a minute left. Who's their guy on defense? Every defense has a guy, right? Who's Seattle's guy on defense?
When you look at this Seahawks squad, you got to think their cornerback, who's a bit banged up right now, in Devin Witherspoon. He can be a big problem and a game changer.
Okay, thank you, Steve. We'll be listening this afternoon from the Treasure Chest Casino when you and Mike Dettillier broadcast live from there starting at 4 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to talk to Susan Bourgeois, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary. Louisiana's launching a number of new initiatives to make things easier for business and to help grow the economy. Governor says he wants things to move at the speed of business, not at the speed of government. Amen to that. We'll find out about it when we come back here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.